Hey guys, Jason again with Officiating Oklahoma. I've been doing a lot of reading about, it's going to involve our last topic as far as officials not staying in the game and getting out. Some of the reading I've been doing is they talk about how associations with officials, school associations have been sending out letters, posts on social media, you know, anything they can to get the word out. And it's kind of insane what the topic is, but the topic is basically telling parents how to behave. They talk about how, you know, officials are older now because new ones aren't staying in. Most of the time, new officials that start out, they usually do 2 years and get out. And a majority of those reasons is because adults don't know how to behave. Okay? I've been around and watching Little League coaches. I've been watching parents, you know. Well, I mean, I say Little League coaches. I use the word for the term coach very loosely. These aren't coaches, they're volunteers. Most of the time when we're out officiating those games, you'll notice that I'm probably going to say around 90 to 95% of these Little League people are not coaches, they're just volunteers. They're not doing their kids any justice. They are not teaching them the game. They don't teach them that it is a game. And there are important things you can learn in life through this game, but you know, they're more concerned with winning and living out their athletic career through their children instead of just, you know, letting them enjoy the game. Anyway, back on my topic, you know, the officials are getting out after just a couple of years, and now state associations and official associations are sending out letters and memos and stuff to parents on their behavior. And surely I'm not the only one that finds this, absolutely insane that you have to send out letters to parents or post to social media, and basically you have to tell them how to act when they're in public. You know, here recently I was at a basketball game, and I was just there watching, I wasn't officiating, and I'm sitting around and I'm listening to the parents scream and yell at these officials, and the stuff that they're yelling, it's like, oh my gosh, why are you taking your frustrations out on the officials? I was able to watch this entire basketball game, and it was a close game. I think the team that won by like 4 points or something, and they yelled at the officials the entire time, okay? Some things that I noticed during the game was that these players missed a total, you know, that I was keeping up with. They missed, it was either 10 to 15 layups, okay? The winning team, we're going to go on the lighter end there. We're going to say the winning team missed 10 layups and won by 4, okay? You throw those 10 layups in there that they missed, layups, I'm talking like the easiest shot to make. You get those layups in there, and that changes the score from a 4-point differential to a 24-point differential. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, why are they yelling and screaming about an official that called a block or, you know, some kind of foul when the players on the floor are not playing even anywhere close to their expectations? I know when I was a kid, that's what they preached, was shooting shots in the paint, layups, you know, and free throws. Kids nowadays, they want to crank it up from 25 feet and see if it goes in because they've seen some player in the NBA, I'm guessing this guy's name, it's spelled Stephen Curry, but everybody says Stephen or Stefan or whatever. But this guy is like an okay ball player. I'm going to give a shout out to Larry Bird. He's one of those that if was playing right now, nobody would know who the heck this Curry guy is. But that's, you know, what I don't understand is, like, the game is totally different now. They're wanting to chunk it from half court, and they don't want to get the basics down. Kids can't dribble, and they dribble way too much. They don't look at the floor. They don't pass. I mean, there are so many problems with today's game, but parents want to yell at the officials, okay? Kids can't make layups, so you're frustrated about that not working, so then you yell at the official to get your frustrations out. Okay, that's fine. When I'm officiating and I get yelled at during a game or whatever, I'll usually chuckle, because most of the time the stuff I'm getting yelled at is either because the people that are yelling are ignorant to the rules, or they're just foolish. And it's funny. I mean, it gets me through the game. Some of the stuff I hear is hilarious. And the parents, they're so hell bent on seeing a W and getting the win that they don't even realize that their kids aren't even learning anything. I've officiated baseball games where there's a coach that's involved, and kids are in their first year pitching, and he wants to exploit the fact that the kids haven't learned the game yet just to win the game. I mean, he absolutely cares nothing about his players or the traditions of the game. He just wants to make a travesty of it by mocking these kids and taking advantage of them. He's not instilling anything in them. He's not teaching them anything. He's a joke to the game. And, that's where it's going to. You know, you'll get officials that are going out, and, you know, we'll have something take place where, you know, there's a, say we're calling a football game and an official calls pass interference. Okay. Then you hear the coach start screaming at the official about it being uncatchable. Okay. Well, I've officiated a lot of high school games, and even when you throw it and hit them right in the chest, for a lot of receivers in high school, that is still uncatchable. But uncatchable is a rule that they would run into in college. That doesn't even apply in high school. So, you know, I hear this like every week out of parents and coaches, and it's like, okay, how are we supposed to have any kind of respect for these people when they don't even have a clue as to what rules these kids play by? But then we expect these people to teach them how to play the game. Oh man, I could go on and on about this. This could, you know, I try to limit these to about 20 to 25 minutes, because I know when I listen to podcasts, I don't want to, you know, be listening to the thing for 45 minutes. I like to listen to it during my commute. And my commute's like, you know, 10 to 13 minutes to work, so I like to keep them short. But, you know, here's the deal, is officials aren't sticking around in the game. They're only staying for a couple of years, and then they're getting out. And it's because they're getting yelled and screamed at by people that don't have, okay, by people that are ignorant to the game. They have absolutely no clue as to what's going on with the game. They don't know the rules. They don't know anything about it. But then they think that they're an expert and they can start yelling. I touch on this one a lot. You'll hear people yell and scream about horse collar. Okay, there are a lot of things that have to take place for a foul to be called on horse collar, and they don't happen that often. But you'll hear people yell and scream just because somebody grabbed the inside of their shoulder pads. Okay, that's fine, but that does not meet the definition of horse collar. Here's the thing. Here's how we can solve the problem of officials not staying in, okay? Coaches should start being more accountable for learning the game, okay? I have to go to rules meetings, state rules meetings. I have to study. I have to do tests. Coaches, in order to become a coach, especially here in Oklahoma, you have to go to school, you go to college, and you get a, let's say you get a degree to teach biology, okay, or you're going to teach history or something, and then you apply to be the head football coach, and you get that job, okay? Your degree did not teach you anything about the game. So then we're asking these people to teach the game when they know nothing about it, okay? Just because you could play or just because you've been around it for 20 years doesn't mean you know anything about it. There's the coaches more and more will show up at games and you'll explain new rules to them or bring things up and they look at you or give you the deer in the headlights look and it's like, okay, is this what I'm going to have to deal with the whole night? Okay, I understand a spectator isn't going to know the rules. They don't care to know the rules. They just show up to watch their kids play a game and hope that they win. The moms, they show up, I think. They hope that their kids win, but I think they're more concerned with, you know, their kid getting up and being okay and that they survive getting hit during a game and that kind of stuff. But they're going to be spectators. They're going to be ignorant, and you're not going to be able to control that. One thing that can be controlled is that coaches need to be educated. Officials become educated in the game. They're required to learn the game, but coaches are not. There's a lot of times that we will, you know, penalize a team for committing an infraction, and the coach absolutely has no idea as to why they were penalized or even that it was a rule. So this is how it's going to stem. If you educate your coaches on the rules of the game, you'll eliminate the problems from the coaches. Okay? I've been to those games where I have coaches that are versed in the rules. They will read their book. They teach their kids how to play by the book. And their actions out on the field will carry over onto the players, and then it carries up into the stands. When you have those coaches that are educated and they practice self-control, you see that in the bleachers. You see that from spectators. When you have those coaches that like to yell and scream all the time, they jump around or they throw stuff, those are the ones that 90% of the time have absolutely no clue about the game. They have no self-control. And the only thing that they are doing is, they're basically making themselves look like a fool. They are bringing a negative impact to the school that they represent and their program. And that carries over to everybody that's involved. Coaches are going to need to start educating themselves, and ADs can help us with that. You get an athletic director that's involved and then says, hey, you know, yeah, you won 8 out of 10 regular season games last year, but your conduct is embarrassing and needs to be fixed, okay? You can win games and be professional. If you win games and you are unprofessional, you're still bringing a negative impact to your community, to your school, to your program, and that's all you're doing. That's all people will remember is how the negative impact hits you. So we're going to, you know, educate the coaches and get them on board with how the game goes, okay? Then the next thing is you will offer this education to these coaches. I know the coaches in our area, we will let them know when our rules meetings are. We will let them know anytime that we have meetings and want to discuss things or bring things up with us. And, you know, I've been officiating sports for however long it's been. I can't remember, it's 20-something years. And out of all those meetings and stuff that we've had and the camps and clinics I've been to and the training and that kind of stuff is, I think there was one time that someone showed up to our meeting, and that was an athletic director from a program or from a school. I don't think we've ever had a coach show up, because the coaches think they're above the game. They think that they know it all, when in fact, when you look at the hierarchy of the people that know what's going on with the game, the officials are first, and then there's a tie for last amongst spectators, coaches, PA announcers, and, I mean, everybody that's involved. I don't know. I don't understand why we don't hold coaches accountable for knowing the game. I've had baseball games where there's coaches that have won state championships that'll question something I've done, and I just give them this look that, you know, I can't believe you're asking me this. You're supposed to be a state championship coach, and you don't understand the rules. So, you know, we've got to start educating them. Yeah, you've got a degree where you can teach somebody how to add 2 + 2, but then you have no formal training or anything as far as the sport that you're coaching. So we're going to have to step up the education process. We're going to have to start educating everybody that's around instead of just the officials. And, you know, I understand this a long time ago when I first started officiating. You know, I was 14 when I'm, you know, getting involved with this. And this longtime veteran shows up and he was like, look, I want you guys to remember something. When you show up at the game, said you're, you know, the one that, you know, you're not biased, you don't care who wins, and that's really how it is. You could care less who wins. Your job is to make sure that the teams have fun and that no one gains an unfair advantage. Okay? And then he also told us, he said, you have to remember that when these parents and coaches and players drive through the gate, that there's something that falls off of that gate or the entrance and lands on them and makes them complete idiots, okay? And it saturates them, it covers them, and they are complete, they're morons. And that thing that falls on them is called competitiveness. All logical thinking goes out the door, and all they think about is the W. So, you know, I can understand that we're going to be there at the game and they're going to be so competitive that they're going to be ate up with their own ignorance. So we're going to have to educate them. We're going to have to, push the fact that, you know, being level-headed, being professional, you know. Really, I don't know a whole lot more to talk about on this topic. But, you know, in order to keep officials around, we're first going to have to start by educating coaches. If a coach is educated, you have less problems out of him, and there's a trickle-down theory. It'll hit the players. It'll hit the fans. It will hit the entire community, the program, and everyone can see that professionalism, because professionalism is contagious. It can affect everyone. Then another thing is we're going to have to put it on our veteran officials. When you get the new ones in, you're going to have to step up your game too and talk with these younger ones. I've talked with the newer officials. I've also talked with the coaches before games, and let those coaches know. It's like, hey, the guy that's going to be on your sideline, or the guy that's on the bases, or if you're in a basketball game and you're the referee, tell him that your umpire is newer and say, hey, if you have a problem with something, let me know. That way, if I think it needs to be handled, I'll talk with them. I'll provide tutelage to him, and I will help him with his experience and his training to be a better official. But, until that time comes, you're always going to have your problem. So that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to get veteran officials back on board with training and educating newer officials to instill a big amount of confidence in them, to where they know what's going on. And if something happens, they are going to be, you know, their spine's going to stand erect. They're going to have their chest out, and they know what they're going to do. We need to educate coaches on the rules of the game. We're going to have to teach them the game that they've been coaching, and get rid of their ignorance. And you do those two things, and everything else is going to fall. Everything else is going to go away. So once we get those things done, then we'll be able to have a better control of it. We'll have those officials around. Once again, if you guys have any questions, you want to talk to me about something, just about anything, you can send me messages on here on Anchor FM. I've gotten a whole lot more podcast companies that are picking me up. And then if you guys, have the drive, or you want to, or you're interested in becoming a sports official, there's a website that was created where you can go, and it's called highschoolofficials.com. You can go on there, you'll put in your contact information, the sports that you're interested in, tell them where you live at, and submit it, and then that state in your area will get in contact with you on how you can take care of that. Also, you can go to officiatingok.com. That's going to be my website, and I'll provide information to you on how you can become certified, or actually become registered. And, if you've done it long enough, then you can become a certified official. And I can provide tutelage in that. I've got a local association here in the state that provides training and that good stuff. But, anyway, let's see if, we can accomplish those things in the state. And that's going to take a long time. And then let's see if we can keep those new ones on board.